Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Power Your Life, and it's a pleasure to be here. And today, I have a very special guest that I'm excited to introduce in a moment. Her name is Charlotte Murphy, and she's an accomplished author, a six-time international best-selling author, an accomplished attorney, and an accomplished author, too, a highly respected coach, as well as a mentor. Char has received numerous accolades, including top author coach and top inspirational author, and she was featured with her debut solo book, Unshakable Power, Through Seasons of the Soul, on a New York Times Square billboard. Recently, Char is the founder, the CEO, as well as the visionary creator and curator behind the international best-selling, award-winning Mission Hope anthology series. In addition to her most recent entrepreneurial venture, Mission Hope, she's the founder and CEO of Believe Inspire and working on Next Level Writers Academy. She's turned her hardships into a mission to inspire others, and I'm so honored to have her. Welcome, Charlotte Murphy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the introduction, Joanne. I'm so happy to be here.
It's wonderful. There's so much more, but I wanted you to be able to do some of that. So tell our listeners a little bit about your back journey and how you got to where you are today. Very impressive.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. Well, that's a really long story, so I'll just keep it
short and sweet.
Short. Yes, short and sweet. As sweet as I can make it. Yes, I am an attorney and a four-time breast cancer survivor, which took me away from the legal field after 15 years of practice. And I was really uncertain of what my direction in life would be, since that was what I was trained to do and was very successful in that area. But so I was asking in prayer, meditation, whatever you want to call it, you know, what the next steps were in my life and what could I do to give the world more of what it needs right now, because we are, you know, going through just some difficult times. So that was the beginning of Mission Hope, which is my just favorite thing ever. It's my baby. and it's people like you that make it so special. But it was divinely inspired. It was a divinely inspired mission, 100%.
Which is so wonderful, too. You know, you've gone through not just breast cancer survivor, right, which is a lot, but other kinds of things in your life and challenges. And the beauty of what you've done and you still do is you've turned those challenges, those trials and tribulations, Char, into helping so many other people and bringing out some of the wonderful aspects of our lives, like hope, like faith, like trust, like, you know, all of it. And I don't want to tell them all, but I am also truly honored to be part of this Mission Hope series. And
yes,
it's exciting. So tell our listeners what it's about a little bit and where it's going. Because there's something, I'm not going to say it, but there's something about to happen.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, you're right. I grew up in a very dysfunctional home, and it was very difficult most of my life. And it's hard to know your true value in life when you have such things that just kind of keep knocking you down. And it's easy to lose hope, I think. And so that was when I was in that meditative state and asking what the world needs, I was very clearly guided to start this mission using, in the beginning, my story of overcoming just so many things that have come up against me that I've been able to overcome and turn back into this mission, specifically to give hope and faith and love and joy, gratitude, all those things that we need to be reminded of daily. Those are so important, I think, to overcome
Yeah,
challenges.
they definitely are. And what's beautiful is that many people are going through challenges and have gone through challenges. And when they look at the stories, and these are anthologies with many other authors who have been through difficulties, challenges, whatever, but are here to help other people see, well, if I could do it, you could do it. If I could get through this with hope, with grace, with gratitude, with love, with joy, here's some of the ways we've done that. And it's beautiful that you've brought these very diverse people together on this. And I love the fact that it's called a mission, because in a way, it is a mission, right?
Mission turning into a movement, actually, with everything that's going to come after the books, which you alluded to. But I can't really disclose all that. But yes, you're correct. That there are so many people going through so many things, and I just think that, like you said so beautifully, if we could do it, people like you and me, everyday people that have gone through such serious life-changing things need to have something to hold on to. And it's easy to lose hope sometimes, especially when it just seems like it's so overwhelming. So when I received that guidance, they specifically laid out the books and the mission and what what each one of the titles would be about. And those were from the beginning, hope, faith, love, grace and gratitude, and joy, which is our current.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a beautiful, beautiful book. And we just, these authors like you are so special, because when I made that plea to the universe to guide me of what to do and what to share with the world, they also told me that the right people would come forward at the right time. Because I was totally at a loss when the guidance was given. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, I will do that, but I have no idea how. And then it was specifically said, yes, you all would come forward. And it is international. There's people from all over the world in these books. And I'm just so grateful, so grateful for each and every one of you, because I think you've been in four of the five
Yeah, I
so
have.
far.
Right.
Yes.
And I interviewed the other ones that I couldn't be in that book. But yes. And,
Yes.
but again, it's bringing these people together who've had different backgrounds, different journeys, different challenges, and bringing them together in a wonderful way to share and to spread light and love and all of what you just mentioned. Something that came as you were talking, I mean, oftentimes when we go through challenges, I know when I have, and we go through difficulties, we do it quietly. We do it by ourselves. We do it, I know I've done it in pretty much in silence and just not wanting to share initially. And I think by reading the other people's stories, it allows them to feel more connected and less isolated so that they can open up a little bit and feel, okay, there's somebody else that's been through this. There's somebody else I could align with. I'm not alone. And I think that's a such an important feeling to have, because when you go through it, and you know this because there's so many challenges that you've been through, it feels like such an arduous journey by yourself. Like it sometimes feels like it's too much to bear. But these chapters, these books, these anthologies kind of lighten the load a little bit.
Yes, I think that's a very good point, or the very good points, all of them. Because speaking about the authors themselves, there is a connection between the authors, a very strong bond. Because even though our struggles are all different, we know what it's like to go through sort of the dark night of the soul. And even though they're different, they're still just beautiful stories of how it is, how hope is so important, really. Because if you don't have hope, you've really lost a lot of that feeling of I can do this. But like you said as well, through the chapters and through your beautiful stories, the readers feel like, oh, she's been through that too, and I'm not alone. She understands. He understands what this feels like, and they relate on such a personal level to all of you. And for the authors, it's been very healing for all of you as well. That's a lot of the feedback that I get all the time. It's so healing for you to share and know that you're helping other people. I think that's just a beautiful gift.
Well, you're a beautiful gift, and I remember writing one of the chapters, and it did heal, and I don't want to reveal too much, but it did heal a lot for me in a relationship, because I was writing about this and I thought, wait a minute, if you're going to write about it, you got to live it, right? And so it actually helped transform a relationship that needed it. So that was a blessing. Thank you for that one. That was so
That's
important.
beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yes.
So tell others, our listeners, the gratification, what you get from these connections, what your new learning aspect is in with all of this, because it's a gift that we're doing and connecting, but what's your special experience as the creator, the leader in all of this magic?
You know, that's a well, I have been touched so deeply by the just the sincerity and the depth of the not only the stories, but the involvement and the connections that we've all formed. And you know, we call it our Mission Hope family now, because we're just like a family. We're, close-knit, and that's just, I have chill bumps right now just talking about that, because it's a, I never dreamed that it would become what it has, especially from the beginning with not knowing really how to bring it, how to bring it forward and really have the impact on people that it's having. It just every day, sometimes I just stop and am so grateful from my heart, for the guidance that we would be able to bring something so magical and beautiful into this world and have the feedback that we get is amazing. And I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude, Joanne. I really am.
Can you share some of the feedback that you've received from the readers that are, because the journeys, there are many diverse journeys from all the authors.
Oh, I get everything from they were in the darkest of dark places, and when they read your story, then or Brad's story. He just lost his beautiful wife. They'd only been married for a few days, and I each and every one of you all have just Mike Sutton's another one. They're just so beautiful and powerful that it's incredible. It's been an incredible journey. Yes.
So, what else is next? And tell us a little bit about the next book, because it's going to be out soon, right? We're allowed to talk about that. We won't go into it in too much detail, but
Right.
tell everybody what the title is, which I
Yes,
just learned
yes.
about 2 days ago. Thank you.
Oh. Yes, it's Mission Hope. Rediscovering and embracing the joy within.
I love it.
And thank you. Yes, I thank you for writing your beautiful story chapter in that book. Yes, we're just about to launch that book very, very soon. And it's full of wisdom and joy and hope,
And love and gratitude and
and gratitude.
it's got it all in there.
I'm love. Everything is all kind of in that one. This last, it's not the last one. I will just sort of tell you that, but yes, it's the last one in the first series. And
Oh. I'm not going to say anything, but there's more to come, right? Okay,
there's a lot more to come. Yes,
good.
more.
Well, I
Yes.
want to be a part of it.
Well, you are. You obviously are. Yes, you are. Of
So
course.
tell our listeners a little bit about how they could get a hold of you. Also, how to get a hold of some of these wonderful books and because they're on Amazon. Well, you tell people. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. That's hard for me.
Okay. Well, they are on Amazon. Yes. The new one is not up yet, but it will be shortly. And it is going to be, they're all in paperback and ebook form. So either one can be purchased. But also, all of you authors have special copies for people that want signed copies from you. And I know that those are real special for so many people because they want your autograph, because your chapter helped them in some special way. So they want a book with your special signature on it. So I love that part. And yeah, so that's what it is. They can get in touch with me if there's people that want to share a story that is uplifting and encouraging and inspiring that will help people to have hope. They can contact me through Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Those are really my three places that I am pretty much daily.
Now you're also a mentor and a coach. You still do that, right?
I do author coaching, yes, and help people buy other people write their books. Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's important because a lot of people say, and this is a lot of people say, oh, I want to write a book. I'm thinking of writing a book. And then I say, yeah, so, right?
Right.
And whether they don't know how or they need assistance like yours or whatever it is, encouragement, you're here to give it.
Right. One of the other things I hear so much is that people think writing a book is going to be easy. And it's really not that easy. But it should be fun. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be fun. And it is nice to have a mentor or someone, cheering you on and sort of reading everything as you go so that you don't get a whole book written that has to be kind of redone. And I've had that happen before. People think, okay, here's my book. And it's, if they think it's already done, and it unfortunately not already done. And I won't go into all that, but it's best to know as you're going along to have reinforcement, or this could be a little better, stronger, or that, that was great. I love that paragraph. Things like that are very helpful when writing a book. So, yeah, I like doing that.
Yeah, because it could be devastating. You write this and you write this book and you're ready. Okay, let's get it out there. And then it needs so much work.
Yes.
When I'm get stuck writing, and I love to write, I get up and dance.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
It just inspires me to like be freer, right?
And gives you joy. It
There
takes
you
your,
go.
yes, it takes your mind off of the sort of whatever block you might have, or there's, writer's block is a real thing. I've had it before myself. And it's sort of frustrating when that happens. So yes, dancing is great. Yeah.
Whatever
Turn
you,
up the music and dance.
yeah, whatever you need to do, that's important.
That's
So,
right.
have you written a chapter in any of these books?
I have not.
Somebody asked that the other day, and I'm thinking, I have to ask that question. Why? Why not? You have
Well, but,
so
well,
much in terms of your stories and your challenges yourself.
I do bring those in. I do bring that in the, I write the introduction and I write the closing in every book. So that's really when I get to say, some things about my own story and mix them in with all of you authors, sort of allude to my own. But thank you for asking that.
Well, I want to see one of those one time. I'm gonna.
You might. I thought about it. I thought about, yeah, I've got some chapters I could write too. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, your life has been a not hasn't been an easy journey, let's put it that way. And you've only touched upon some of the challenges that you've gone through.
Right. Well, and I did write the book Unshakable Power. It was published in 2019. And in the beginning, you mentioned some of my accolades, which were Inspirational Author of the Year and just some other things, some other beautiful titles, but I didn't and don't do it for the titles. Mission Hope in and of itself, we have won, we won a, I think it was a Better Book Award, and also, they're all best-selling books, so we've been very, very blessed, with, and the response has been just incredible. People always tell me how it's touched their lives and helped them in all kinds of different ways, everything. So I'm real excited about this new one. I think it's going to, yeah, because don't you think right now there's sort of a feeling of discontent, maybe of
There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of not knowing what's next kind of thing, and feeling that sense of isolation a little bit, right?
right, and even just unhappiness,
Right.
So we're bringing joy to the world now, and I just think that's I
And we
just
need
love that.
it. We need it.
Yes,
We definitely need it.
we definitely need it. Yes,
Yeah, that's so important and beautiful.
yes.
So, what would you like our listeners to know in terms of their own journeys, in terms of being able to move from whatever situation they're in to, again, the joy, the gratitude, the grace, the hope?
Well, what I would say is that, and I've heard this said before, you can pick any one of these books, pick it up and open it to any chapter. Doesn't have to be the first, it can be right in the middle or the end, and you will find something to relate to that will help you in your situation. It's kind of amazing, I even tried it myself because I was like, oh, I wonder where I would be guided to open up, let's just say the first Mission Hope book, because I haven't, honestly, I haven't looked at that one in a while because we've been so busy publishing these new ones. But yes, I opened it up and there was just something that popped right out at me. It was like, I almost forgot that. Wow, that's very powerful. So it's really interesting how that people can find something. I guarantee you can find something, if not a whole bunch of things, in these books that will help you go through whatever you are struggling with. It can be anything from depression to loss of a spouse to just not having joy in your life, how to fire that up again, and how to have hope again. That's
And it's wonderful, and you are a blessing, and I'm very blessed to have to know you, to have befriended you, and feel like we're soul sisters in so many beautiful ways,
absolutely.
and to have you
Thank you.
on Power Your Life show, and more to come. So
Thank you. I
thank
feel the same way.
you. You are amazing, and what you've done bringing all these beautiful people together and shining a light on what we need. In this time, we need that hope, we need that joy. Everything I mean, the chapters are incredible, the title of the books, and all of the energy, the love, the inspiration, and everything that goes into it is a tribute to you. So, thank you.
I could not have done it without you and every single one of the authors in these books, Joanne. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you
Thank
too.
you.
Have a beautiful rest of your day. And
Thank you.
thank you to our listeners. Take care.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.